Hello, and welcome to the recording for the children in Ignite for today, the first day of August. Ooh, turning another month, so really, really exciting. I have a country that I would like you to try and guess what it is. Quite an unusual country, this one, I think. For 5 points, this country is the last African country to have an absolute monarch, which means a person who rules over everything. And what he says goes over all the laws, whatever's been written before. If he changes it today, that's it. It'll change. And for 4 points, this country has the largest population of nesting vultures in all of Africa. It's quite a big thing, I guess. And for 3 points, it has on its borders Mozambique to the northeast and South Africa to the north, south, and north of the country. So, South Africa borders a lot of it. And for 2 points, the second largest rock is found in this country. And for 1 point, the country used to be called Swaziland until 2018. Have you guessed? Do you know which one it is? Right, it's Eswatini. Which is a really lovely name. It used to be called Swaziland. And to celebrate 50 years of independence and also the ruling monarch's 50th birthday, they changed the name from Swaziland to Eswatini. I grew up knowing it as Swaziland. And when it was changed to Eswatini, a lot of people were saying that it always used to be called Eswatini locally, but now they changed the name officially. It has got two capital cities. One is Mbambani, and the other one is Lobamba. So, yeah. And it's also home to the world's oldest mine, which goes back a long way. And it's home to Africa's Big Five. And the Big Five are the five big animals that you find in Africa, which are the lion, the rhino, the elephant, the leopard, and the buffalo. So, yeah. It's got the oldest mountains in the world and is where the actor called Richard E. Grant was born, which is really good. Okay, so today we are talking about another miracle that Jesus did while he was here on earth, and it is Jesus feeding the 5,000. Okay, which I think a lot of people know this story already. They already know all about Jesus feeding the 5,000 and all that. But, you know, it's always good to look at these stories again and try and get something different from it. So we are reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 14 and verse 15. So the Bible says, when Jesus heard, this is when Jesus heard about John the Baptist being killed, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard that he had left, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a large multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish." He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke them and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Right, as I say, a story that I think we all have heard before, and it is fantastic. It is really amazing. And I just wonder that some of the things that we can learn from this story, because Jesus, after people had been walking and they had stayed with him for a long time, the disciples say, you know, we don't have anything to give them. And Jesus said, well, when the disciples come and they say, these people now need to go away and find some food, Jesus says, no, you give them something. Give them something to eat yourself, to the disciples. And I just wonder that sometimes, do we feel as if God is asking us to do a lot? Do we feel that what God is asking us to do is too much, or it's something that we cannot do? Because the disciples were being asked to feed people in a deserted place where there were no shops. They didn't even have enough money to buy food, even if there were shops. So it looked like a really impossible thing for Jesus to be asking them to do, that you feed them. And maybe sometimes you might feel that God is asking you to do a lot, to do something that is really difficult because you don't have all of the resources or all of the things that you need to do that thing. I know I've got a new job that's starting up, but it'll be starting in 9 weeks' time. And I feel there was a time I really felt that I could not wait, that it's a long time to wait. And I was getting impatient, and I was feeling as if I'm being asked to do too much. I'm being asked to, you know, to work too hard or to do too much for the 9 weeks before I start the job. And God did speak to me, and he did say to me that don't use your patience. Don't use your resources. Don't try and do everything yourself. Let me help you. Do it by my power. Do it by my strength. And that gave me a chance to really take a deep breath and think, yes, if I do that, if I let God use his power, then I don't have to worry. So sometimes when it looks as if God is asking us to do a lot, we need to look to him for the strength and the resources and the things that we need to do it. Because if we look at what the disciples said, they said, we don't have enough. We only have a small amount. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And sometimes we can look at what we have and we can think that what we have is not enough. It's not enough to do all the things we need to do. It's not enough to help us to get through to next week or whatever we need it to do. Maybe you wake up and you feel like you don't have enough energy for what the day has in store for you. But what Jesus has is, when we take the little that we have and we mix it with the supernatural power, there is plenty, just like we see in the story. That when Jesus took the bread and the fish, they were more than enough. There was plenty left over. So what we have to do is give the little that we have over to God, and he will make it multiply. I like here the fact that Jesus tells all the people, he says, tell all the people to sit down. And I always wonder that, did someone not sit down? Because when you're sitting down, you are, one, showing obedience to what you've been told to do, but also it's putting you in a place where you can work, that Jesus can work with you. Jesus has told you to sit down, so now that you're sitting down, he can do something with it. So when you're sitting down as well, that's how you get ready to eat. People don't usually eat standing up. I know sometimes we do if we're going shopping or we're doing something and then we're eating as we go. But then most of the time, when you're getting ready to eat, you sit down. So when Jesus said to the people, sit down, they should have been expectant to think, oh, something is happening. Something is going to happen here. something, we're going to get something. But I do wonder whether anybody did not do it, because that person would not have deserved to eat. So when Jesus asks us to do some of these things that are a way towards what we're going to get, yes, we are hungry, we want to eat, and he tells us, do the process, go through the process of getting ready to eat, to receive from me, so sit down. We have to sit down. We have to do what he tells us to do. And then what looked like a little bit became more and more and more. And there was more than enough. What looked like it couldn't possibly have fed all those people just multiplied and kept multiplying and kept multiplying. And that's what we have to do when we look at the things that we have in our hands, when we look at what God has given us. It is more than enough. And we just have to ask him to show us how that can be multiplied to make it more than enough. Because if you look at the end of the story here, they ended up with more things than what they started off with. They only started off with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they took up 12 baskets of scraps and stuff that were left over. That was more than enough. That was more than what they started with. So when God blesses us and he uses the few little resources that we have, we end up with more in our pocket than what we started with. And we have got to be brave enough to give it to God. We've got to be brave enough to give anything that we have over to God. If God asks you to give away any clothes or anything like that, it's because he wants to fill your wardrobe up full again. So don't worry about giving away things, because when that space is now empty, God can now fill it up to more than enough. So I really like other versions of the story say that it was a little boy that gave the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And I like that he didn't hide it. He didn't go and eat the 5 loaves by himself and think, oh yeah, I'm full. Now I'm all right. I'm okay. Everybody else, well, they should have prepared their picnic. But no, he was willing to give that up and share it with as many people as he didn't know he was going to share it with 5,000 people. Well, more than 5,000, because the Bible says there were men and there were women and children that they didn't count. So we have to be ready to give up the little bit that we have so that God can do amazing things with it. I hope that look at the story has really sort of helped you to see it in a different way. Whatever you have in your hand is enough for you. Ask God to bless it and multiply it. Don't be shy to give away things, because God will fill up that space with more things that you need. And when God works amazingly in your life, you end up with more at the end than you had at the beginning. So enjoy the month of August. God bless you and enjoy your holiday. Do take care, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.